Yishkoach, good morning all. So we've been discussing some of the laws as they pertain to those who lead the davening during the high holidays, the slichos, etc. And so one of the other interesting halachos as they pertain to someone who is involved in leading in some way, shape, or form is that both the Baal Tokeah, the person who's blowing the shofar, and the person who's leading the davening should try their best to sort of separate the languages Tzrichin lefrosh esatzman shlosha yamim lefnei Rosh Hashanah mikol davar hamebi litoma. Anything that can bring any sort of impurity to your life during the days, 3 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, a person should sort of avoid all of those things so that you should not come to do anything inappropriate and that your mind should sort of all be in the right space. And this is so true that even if a person is ideally not able to separate themselves from some type of tumah, some type of impurity, one should do whatever they can to kind of make sure that they themselves are purified in whatever way, shape, or form to be leading properly throughout the high holiday season. And he goes so far as to explain that one should make sure that the person who is involved in these things, as we explained yesterday and the day before, should be someone who's a learned individual, that they are able to properly do this beforehand. There is an additional law that we have during the 10 days of repentance, the Aseres Yemei, that some have a custom. He uses the language of Harbeino. Again, many people are accustomed. I have not really met too many people who are accustomed to this, but nonetheless, there is a custom out there to fast during the Aseres Yemei, during the 10 days of repentance. But there's a problem, because when you want to go fast for these 10 days, there are 4 days right off the bat that one is not allowed to fast. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the day right before Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, all 4 days of the 10 repentance, you cannot fast during these days. So there's a custom, evidently, to fast not all 10 days, but the 6 days that you are able to during these 10, and then prior to Rosh Hashanah, during the days of Slichos, to fast for 4 days in that vicinity as well. And there are sort of different configurations how you can do that, but that is the custom in that regard. Then there is an interesting halacha that is brought down by many, and that is that there is this idea to visit kivrei tzaddikim, to visit the graves of the righteous individuals, of the righteous people who have lived, whether it's graves that are near us or graves that are even far. Some people have the custom to go very far to daven near some of these graves. And it's interesting because many people have no idea what they're doing when they go to the graves of these righteous individuals. People just go and they say, oh, I'm going to daven to this righteous individual. Well, there's a big problem. If you go ahead to a grave of anyone, whether it's a parent, a relative, or of course a righteous individual who has lived in the past, and you say, I'm going to daven to this person so that they can go ahead and grant me some great things that I need in my life this coming year, well, that's a big issue, because that's an Isser D'Horaisa. That's a Torah prohibition to daven to someone who has passed away. We don't daven to someone who has passed away, but rather we daven at the place where someone is buried on behalf that we hope that they will then beseech Hashem for us. So there are various halachas as they pertain to what we are supposed to do when we get to the graves of these righteous individuals, but God willing, we'll speak about those tomorrow. We'll conclude with